Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, and welcome back to the Lisa Lisa Show. This is Lisa Lisa speaking to you live from the studio. Don't we love that? Yes, we do. So the weather. Well, it's a beautiful fall day out there. It almost smells like Thanksgiving is on its way. Now, I have to tell you, it is 10 degrees cooler than it is supposed to be for this time of year. Now, I have to tell you that we have to stop saying that because the truth of the matter is that we have had a climate change. And now we have to get used to it and stop remembering and reminiscing about what it used to be like. Because everybody's like going, why is this this way? Why is this this way? Why hasn't it changed? Well, you got to just stop complaining about it. It is what it is. So what your memory is of what it used to be is no longer what it is. It's really funny because I remember as a kid we used to get these really incredible snowstorms, and then there was like a handful of years that it didn't snow like that, and everybody's like going, do you remember those really big snowstorms where we have like 5 feet of snow? Well, we've been getting lots of snow, but it hasn't been accumulating the way it's been accumulating in Boston. I mean, they've really been getting their butt kicked, and they were still 5 inches short of last year's record. Or is it the record? I think it was last year that they got 5 inches more. And I have to tell you, I can't even, particularly I don't know what the number was that they had. It was really funny because every time I checked on my phone the temperature and the weather, it never told you what the actual accumulation of precipitation was. And it used to do that all the time with rain and or with snow. So, you know, it's falling blank amount of inches per hour, and we have an accumulation of blank inches. And it was really funny because nobody ever talked about that. Well, not never. This year specifically, I don't recall hearing about that, and I kept looking for it. It was just saying, you know, less than, or I wanted to know what the accumulation was and how much snow we actually have. And I have to tell you, now I'm going to have to Google it because I'm remembering that I was curious about it. So rather than complaining, embrace and say, well, this is how it's going to be. And if you're going to go out in that crazy cold weather, you need a full-on ski suit. Remember those onesies that you used to zip up, tuck your boots in, and go? And, oh, that was so funny. I have these memories of taking the kids out and in their little onesies, and they fall, and all you can see is they look like little snow people because they can't move very well. And all that shows is their little cherry faces, you know, and then they have gloves on their hands. I guess if I'm dressed warmly enough, I would do it. But then it's cumbersome to walk. It's not like you're going out and you're walking around and you're comfortable. I guess I'm always ready for springtime, and even though I don't mind doing the layer thing, I just don't like to be cold, and that's really the bottom line. So it's not about not wanting to go and walk. It's like when it was 9 degrees, I'm like, you can't be outside because it's very dangerous to your health, and I thought that was kind of funny. So it's going to rain all week, and it's not going to be particularly nice, so I guess we could say raw outside and definitely not April weather. Although, if it keeps raining, that is April weather. So that's our memory of it, and that's the way it is. And that's all I'm going to say on the weather. So I wanted to make a mention about the guy that killed all those people, all those lives last week, the German pilot. You know, if you're suicidal, and you want to be done because you don't think you're right for this world, or it's too painful, or whatever it is. You don't take people out with you. You know, you plan your own death. It's not like you're a suicide bomber and you're trying to take out as many people as you can. I think this guy was afraid to die by himself. Okay, now, so let's take this another step up. I have a lot of friends that always make jokes, and they say, you know, if we're driving and something kind of scary happens, or, you know, a near miss. And I'm not talking like a really near miss. I'm talking like not a near miss by a long shot, but you make a joke about it. And they'll say, well, I don't want to die with you because if I die with you, then I'm going to be tortured by you for the next X amount of 100 plus years, you know, if you're talking the Beetlejuice story. So what was it, 120, they had to live in that house as ghosts. So I have to say, if all those people died with that pilot, and I have to tell you, his name totally escapes me. I guess I really put it out of my mind because it was just such an awful act, unforgivably awful act. I mean, I feel for those people. And I feel for their families. But here's the thing. Now, if they all died with him and they have to be with him, can you imagine them torturing him now for the next 125 years? I guess that's the way that would go. If you're thinking on the negative slope of that, you know, that they would torture him instead of, well, whatever, keeping him company and trying to make him, less upset about the fact that his fiance dumped him and that he's been suicidal for how many years, I guess. Anyway, so that's all I want to say on that fact. Okay, the next thing. Now, I don't watch a lot of television, and it's really funny because I'm a big movie buff, and I was, you know, we've had the holidays, and I hope everybody had a beautiful Easter and a fabulous Passover, which we're still passing over because, you know, 40 years of wandering in the desert, you have to at least go 7 days without, like, the right food. Now, I usually keep the holidays. And I have to say that last night I went to a friend's and they had a little meeting and yada, yada, yada. And I ate pasta. And it was so good. And I don't normally eat pasta. In fact, I run from it. I don't like spaghetti at all. I don't mind a little angel hair on occasion, and it's rare, and I don't eat a lot of that. But this was like some type of ziti. But it was so good, and I didn't eat anything yesterday. So by the time we got there, and I got there, and I had a bowl and a half of pasta, I tried to put more sauce and basil and eat less pasta, but man, was that good. It had a little kick. He makes the artist PP. Anyway, so interesting evening there. A little too much wine I had a really good time. But the week before, I have been running around with my family. I've spent quite a lot of time with my mom that she's in town. And I think she'll be in town for one more week. It might be a week and a half. If she's leaving on the 18th, that's cool. If she's leaving a little before, so it's still cool. Look, I got to spend some time. I mean, like, I was above and beyond running around for my mom and making sure that I spent a lot of QT with my mama. So we did the Passover Seder dinner Friday night. And my nephew, the youngest one, whose birthday was actually on Easter Day, on Sunday, and he stayed overnight Thursday night into Friday. So when I arrived Friday, my nephew was there and, you know, we're all spending some time together. He just turned 14. So he's just sitting and watching television and, you know, everybody else is running around doing errands. And my mother and I were, you know, prepping dinner and just getting all the ducks in a row, dotting the I's, crossing the T's. And I had to show up completely dressed and ready for, you know, whereas everybody else was showered but not dressed. So me leaving my house to be there between 12:30 and 1, and getting there really close to 1 because the traffic was just ridiculous. He had the television on and he's watching regular primetime repeats of several shows. And I have to tell you, the noise of the television really agitates me. And so listening to it, I kept telling him to turn it down. Now, it's a studio apartment with an alcove for where the bedroom is. And you could break it into two rooms, but the way the kitchen is, she left it all open. So it looks really beautiful. And, you know, for an efficiency studio, it's a perfect, like, hotel getaway, albeit with more room. And, of course, you own it. So he's listening to, I don't even know, he was watching How I Met Your Mother, which really, 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 really irritates me. And he was watching South Park, which again, to sit and watch it is one thing, but to listen to it in the background is really agitating. It's just, and he's listening to it loud, and I'm like, oh my God, can you turn it down? And my mom, who's also a television buff and also a primetime viewer, like, you can't call my mother after 8 o'clock any night because she's watching some given show that she is, you know, addicted to. Now, I have to say that I am a DVR-aholic, and I DVR a lot of educational stations. And, in fact, I think I went through this last week where it's like, I think I'm probably in the 80s now, 80% full, and I'm like, oh, my God, I only have 20% of space. I have to start deleting things. So there are a handful of shows that I watch and delete immediately. I never save them. And so she's telling my nephew that I'm like Scrooge because I don't like television. And then my eldest niece is there. She arrived early as well. And she, well, this is a while later because now it's like probably 3-4 hours I've been there just, you know, doing stuff, being busy. And mind you, the only one that wore a skirt, I was the only one. I specifically asked, is it okay if I wear jeans? Are jeans acceptable? And Harvey, her boyfriend, said, oh, don't wear jeans. He ended up wearing shorts, okay? I couldn't wear jeans, but he could wear shorts. I was not going to wear shorts, but I was the only one in a skirt. And you know what? I looked nice, and I felt good, and it was all, I guess that's all in the all. But I had to take my shoes off because the skirt was long and the heel of my shoe kept catching the back because I was, I don't know, the way I was doing stuff. It wasn't like I was just strolling down the street. I was just, I don't know, running back and forth. Anyway, so my niece was like, well, you like television, but you're more of a movie fan. And so we discussed that for a minute and, you know, she's in college, so I don't know how much television she watches these days. All I know is that her phone is glued to her hand. And it's really funny because I was talking to a friend, and we were talking about the whole, you know, in the hand, how addicted to your phone, how attached to your phone are you? And I'm not going to lie. I definitely have an attachment to my phone. But when I am out to dinner or I'm with my friends, my phone is, it's unimportant. I don't pay attention. It's superfluous to everything. So I just kind of stick it in the bag, and I mostly have the ringer off these days. And I have to tell you, I love my ringtone, and I've had the same ringtone for all the years that I've had my cell phone, which was after 9/11. So many, many, many years. And the same ringtone all the time. Now it's on my computer, so every device it just automatically downloads to. Of course, it's the Exorcist tubular bells. Anyway, so she and I were discussing movies, and I was like, yeah, I really do like movies, and things that I like on television that I DVR that I'm addicted to are all educational programming. So Ancient Aliens, Secrets of the Museum, I don't think it's called that, and then Secrets of the Earth, I don't think it's called that either. I don't think it's Secrets. It's Hidden Mysteries of the Planet, the Museum. So there's a handful of things that I like to watch. And so educational. And then what happens is I never delete those because I was, oh, I want to watch that again because you want it embedded in the brain. I want to learn all that I can learn, and I want to keep an open mind, and I want to sponge it up. So it's not about how smart you are. It's about how smart is your intake and memory. So you might have the capacity and be really, really intelligent, but if you're not sponging up all the things and all the information that, like, you know, things that are important to life, then you're not using or utilizing your gift of intelligence, right? See how that works? So you're just watching mindless silliness. It's irritating. I would rather spend my time learning. Thusly, I read nonfiction. I watch educational programs. Occasionally, I'll watch something mindless, but usually not so. I am a Big Bang fanatic, and I think that a lot of that, even though it's comedy, it's entertainment. I like it. This is entertainment, you know? Who knows? So, we get into this whole discussion about it, and I am not a humbug, and I am definitely not a Scrooge. But it was really funny that my mother said that, not my nephew, you know. And I have to tell you, at some point, my mom had asked him several times as well to lower the television because it's really next to the kitchen, and it's right there. It's a huge television, and it was loud, in my opinion, it was loud. And I also just learned that unless you have a DVR, you can't pause or rewind anything. I did not know that. I thought all television was like real time. You could halt it. Anyway, so that is a feature of DVR. So another good reason to have DVR. Yay! Okay, so one of the programs that I've gotten kind of interested in, it's not a housewives program. It's none of that. You know, it is a reality television, but it's not particularly, you know, done in the fashion of reality. It's an experimental thing. It's called Married at First Sight. So I have to tell you that I was very irritated watching it for the first couple of episodes because I think it's only actually been on 3 or 4 times. But the first episode was so, they just dragged it like entertainment. So now I this is the thing I love about these programs. So I DVR it and I can speed through. I don't have to deal with it. And so what they've done is they have 4 experts in various fields of psychology, sociology, religion and theology, a psychiatrist, and then some kind of a love therapist specialist, I don't know, clergy something. Anyway, what they do is they took a group of people, narrowed it down, and then took 6 of, I don't know, I think the original number was probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 300, narrowed down to 6. And they took these 6 people and they coupled them based on various factors of their life experiences and their background and their social upbringing and all these varied, and then they mixed them together. So they're doing this experiment, Married at First Sight. So now they meet the first time ever is on the wedding day. And now they're going to be married for 6 weeks. Okay, you got that? 6 weeks. So I was talking to one of my friends who I turned on to this because now he watches it with me occasionally. But I think he watches it. Actually, he only watched the first episode with me. But now we've talked about it because I think he's hooked and he's watching it. So I was saying, you know, I think that the better way to go is if they had made it a 3 months. Because if you're thinking about the rest of your life, can you make a decision really in 6 weeks? If you're taking a honeymoon for 10 days, you've met for the first time, the time will go really quickly. Now, I know 6 weeks may seem like a really long time, but if you're going to make a commitment and really be in a relationship with someone, I think 3 months is probably adequate, 90 days to really give it, you know, because if you're doing 6 weeks and 2 weeks of that is a honeymoon or 10 days of that is a honeymoon, you're not really, I think you're setting it up for the fail. Now, I have to say I haven't seen the next 2 episodes or whatever. I think it's on Tuesday night. So I think I've missed 2. And I will definitely speed through the malarkey, but I'm just curious to see if it's able to take, if they'll stay together. So 2 of the 3 couples had instant chemistry, and 1 couple did not. And I have to tell you, that couple, I think, is the nicer, well, actually, that's, you know, my opinion. She looks much better without makeup, not that this is all important. But I think that they could be a really good couple, you know. And actually, factoring it in, all 3 couples seem like they could definitely work. Now, I have to tell you, in my humble experience, I always think that opposites attract. And I always think that there's a huge factor to that. And that what you're missing or lacking in one person, the other person makes up for because they're the opposite of you. So to put people together that are based on their similarities rather than their diversities, I don't know. I find that to be a little, maybe slightly even, you know, shallow, and I don't know. Do you really want a mirror image? Could I clone myself and date me? Definitely. And I joke around about it all the time. I wouldn't mind doing it once. just for the heck of it, just for the try. Would I drive myself crazy? I don't know. Maybe. But at least we have a lot of things in common as far as how we like things, because we'd be the same person. Not going to be a plop and drop, right? I know. That's just a little too far-fetched. But now you're talking a clone, so it's your identical self. Okay. Anyway, so I like the idea of diversity rather than sameness. That's all I have to say on that. So I was thinking that they should do 3 months rather than 6 weeks. I think that they're not giving it ample time. I don't think it's enough setup time. That's what I'm saying. All right, lastly. So after spending a really nice holiday with my family on Friday and having a very long Seder, which turned out to be fabulous, I really do like that formality. I've always been a fan of formality. I'd rather be in a situation where somebody introduces me to somebody rather than just, you know, cold introduction. Unless, of course, there's always another side to that. If you're in a networking situation, then you have to take the bull by the horns and you have to be progressive and walk over and introduce yourself. But if it's in a social setting where you have friends and they have friends, and I would always have a preference of being formally introduced to somebody rather than, you know, cold introductions. I have to tell you, though, I found a very interesting little booklet. I don't know where this came from, but I found it on my little desk in my studio. And it's Dale Carnegie's Golden Book. Now, if, for those of you who do not know who he is, he is the author of he's the author of How to Win Friends and Influence People, How to Stop Worrying and Start Living. I'm not a huge fan of self-help books, although there are a lot of books that I read that do fall into that category, but I think that they're more psychology than and sociology than particularly self-help, like, you know, like The Girlfriend Guide to Divorce. I love that television show. That's another written for TV that I like. And again, all the shows that I like, I guess they're all like that. They have a run and then they stop and then they come back in a year. So Dale Carnegie was born in 1888 and he died in 1955. And he's written way more than that. But those are the two big books that he was really well known for. And he was born in Missouri. Anyway you want to call it. And his books have been published in languages. So I found this little pamphlet, and the first thing it says, and I have to tell you, I started my show off with, don't complain about the weather. You can talk about it. You can be unhappy about it. It's like sports. It gives you some commonality and some common ground to talk about, and then boom, boom, boom. So his first thing is, don't criticize, condemn, or complain. You know, one of the things that they say about changing your life is stop complaining for 1 week and see what happens. Stop complaining for 2 weeks, continued, and see what happens. And so forth, until you no longer complain about anything. Better way to go. Anyway, I digress, and in 5 minutes, I really want to actually talk about a movie that I saw this weekend. So Friday with the family, Saturday I did that event, which turned out to be, shockingly enough, a packed house. I had no expectation that it was going to go well. I sold artwork. She said that there was $1,000 worth of sales. I have to tell you, I find that hard to believe because I know what people are going home with. I don't know what anybody else's price base was. Mine was definitely on the low end because I was selling print and cards. And so any sale is a good sale. So I lost my virginity that night with my PayPal swipe. And that was fabulous. So it was really, really foolproof and easy to use. And I have to say, I was really impressed. So no sweat. There's no learning curve at all. It's plug it in and download the app, which I had done when I first purchased it. In fact, I think I downloaded the app and then ordered it. And it was foolproof. It was just like boom, 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 done, easy peasy. So Saturday was good. And then Saturday I drove, and it's really funny because the name of the place that we were in was called Croton RT. And I'm not sure what the RT stands for, but I ended up driving to Croton on the Hudson that night. So I went from Croton to Croton. I thought that was kind of just, I don't know, kismet. It was just funny. So I arrived at my brother's house about 2 in the morning, a little after. And then I had a I had a nice long weekend. It was really nice. But I have to tell you, by the time I settled down and was ready for bed, it was close to 3 or 3:15. And closer slightly after. And then my sister-in-law gets up at the crack of dawn because, you know, she goes to work really early every day. So she's just on that routine. Now, I'm more of a night owl, so I would rather stay up late and get up around 7 or 8 than, you know. And I have to tell you, I probably wake up at 5 every single morning regardless. I just have to be a little more due diligent and meditate at that hour because it really is quiet. I don't have to hear anyone in my building, my neighbors and people in the street and whatnot. But I just don't seem to have the fortitude to do it because I'm not a morning person. And then what happens is I'll meditate, and instead of feeling rejuvenated and awake, I'm like, wow, 90 seconds. I didn't even talk about what I wanted to talk about. I'll end up falling asleep. So you meditate, you're supposed to be awake and after, and done, boom, gone. And I'm like falling asleep. Anyway, so after Easter Sunday, my nephew's birthday, and everybody was, you know, winding down and leaving, full movies, and Interstellar was one of the movies that we watched. And I have to say, as my friend put it aptly, a film and not really 60 seconds. All right, we're definitely going to go over. I guess we'll make up for some of the lost time that I've done in the last couple of weeks anyway. So I see the movie Interstellar, and I can't even begin to tell you the profound impact this movie has had on me. Now, I am a movie buff, as stated earlier on in this show, and I do see a lot of movies, and I definitely think about things, and I'm not going to say I'm not a deep thinker. I definitely am, but that movie, so much thought went into it. Now, I have to tell you, there was another thing I remember learning about it was that there were no green screens used, that they were able to do that entire film. I don't know exactly how they did it, but they did it 10 seconds. Wow, I never get to hear her all the time. So they didn't use any green screens. So there was no way it was done. I guess you'd say it was done real or live. I thought that was really interesting because a lot of it, obviously, Interstellar is, you know, out of the planet and in the atmosphere. And I don't know, the more you do, the more you create, the more you think, the more it's out there, the more I think, the more it happens. So it's like when you have a thought and you say it aloud, now it's in the ethers and eventually it's going to come to fruition. It's just the way it goes. But watching that movie, it was just so profound. I can't even begin. It had a profound effect on me. I talked about it for days, still talking about it. And my sister-in-law and I were discussing it on Monday, and she was off. So I spent the day with her, and we had a really good day. I always miss them when I don't see them often. And I've been so crazy doing other things that I have negated my family a little bit. And now I'll get back in the swing of it. And as the summer comes up, you know, I spend a lot of my time, summertime with them because they have a pool, because the kids are off from school. It's just, you know, my sister-in-law is off all the time because as a school teacher, the biggest perk is that she does not work in the summer. And I don't teach a lot of summer camp, so I'm kind of off as well, although my schedule is nothing next to anybody else's as I make my own hours and I'm just a horrible boss because I don't pay me well. I need a raise. Well, we'll have to work on that. We'll see what happens in the future. Okay. I need a raise. Well, I told you, we'll see what happens in the future. Yeah. I've had that conversation with me many, 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 many times. Occasionally, I'll get a bonus. I get the bonus check every now and then. What did you do? I made a big sale. Here's a bonus. Go out. Have a good time. Splurge a little. There you go. Live it up, Nancy Lee. Anyway, so Interstellar, what a fabulous movie. I really wish I saw that on the big screen, but my brother has a fairly large television, and we all, as a family, sat and watched it, and just really a fab movie. I want to see it again. I think I want to own that one, watch it many times, because there's quantum mechanics in that movie that are just, it's so right up my alley. I just loved it. It spoke to me. It's shouting at me. So anyway, if you have not yet seen it, I would definitely recommend it. Anyway, there you have it. Try not to complain for 1 week and smile often, because you know what? A smile really puts a smile on your heart, and that's a really good thing. So my beautiful advice for you today is April showers are going to bring those Mayflowers. Whatever the weather will be, it'll be. But at least maybe some stuff will start to grow. Anyway, and always begin in a friendly way. There you have it. So have a great day. Have a beautiful week. And for those of you still, you know, following Passover, I broke it last night, but I will continue anyway. Happy Easter, everybody. Hope you had a beautiful one. And thank you so much for listening. This is Lisa Lisa of the Lisa Lisa Show. Have a great day.